Psychism and the Third Eye. This is Aratima. The first thing we think about when we think of being psychic is to know the future or to know something. And directly connected with that is to see into the invisible, to know through having a vision, tracking things and recognizing things visually. Now, we have to understand what the third eye is really all about. In Sanskrit, the word for the third eye is ajna. And if you look at the spelling, A-J-N-A-N-A, ajna, if you take the A away, you'll have jnana, J-N-A-N-A. And the A in front of jnana indicates a negation. So jnana in itself means wisdom, jnana yoga, you've heard it there. And the A is negating that, so there's no wisdom. So the third eye literally points to the fact that it has no wisdom. Now, if we use the third eye to find out information and to look at things, it really indicates that we are without wisdom, because we look into something, into reality, in a sort of dualistic way. There is you, the observer, and you're observing something. And we know that what we see are only reflections. They're not the truth, because we cannot see ourselves. So now, when we ask ourselves, well, what's the third eye for? Well, in the advanced stages, it is a command center. And what does it command? Let's look at Shiva to understand properly what the third eye does. Shiva is the self, the embodiment of self in utter stillness, no movement. Mostly depicted sitting in yogi pose, eyes closed and completely undisturbed. He is the self, not engaged with anything, because there's nothing to engage with, just the self, no movement. Now, the third eye of Shiva will open when there is something that is not right. It is known that Shiva hangs out with gods and demons, because in Shiva's understanding, everything is equal. Now, there is no judgment. It reflects that everything is okay. Yet, Shiva's eye will open and deal with imbalances that are threatening the wholeness of existence. And that is when the third eye is really coming into its true function, that it will become active when it has to destroy illusions. So the true function of the third eye is a destroyer function. Now, let's recapitulate that the third eye will go through a tremendous amount of evolution. It will open and it will look into the psychic realm, and things that are, we could say, objectively true can be seen, can be tracked, can be known. And then at some point that becomes irrelevant to the ego, because somebody has to be interested in information. And who you really are already knows everything. So it would make that obsolete to look for something. Only an ego is interested in something. So the next step is on the journey to relinquishing all self-interests, is to seek the light, to seek one's true self, source, existence, God. And the higher function is for the third eye to reflect back to you your inner growth, and masters or angels or light beings or light will be reflected back, and there will be this experience of communion or connection, which is a key aspect that's important. It is really not just what you see and the meaning of it, because that's again something we can think about, but the sense of being confirmed that we're in the right place, that we feel connected and whole. And that moment when you see your own light, when you are realizing that for a split second, there is a confirmation that takes place. And then, of course, this doesn't stay because everything comes and goes. Experiences come and go. The experiences of the third eye come and go. And more is being experienced and seen. And it is useful. It can be healing. It is something that is not good or bad. It's just who the person is that is using the third eye is the key. What's the motive behind it? Is it serving the wholeness of existence? Is it true? Or is it being forced? Of course, a forced third eye will deplete your lower foundation energy. So it has to be developed naturally and should open naturally. Now, it is very tricky to deal with an open third eye because it can be so distracting. Hence the story of Shiva, to look at what comes next. Because there will be a phase where the third eye is not that open anymore, or in other words, it doesn't reflect. It's still open, but it doesn't reflect back a lot of stuff because we are more here and now. And there's just an inner sense of knowing that comes first. It's mixed up with an image maybe, but not necessarily project an image all the time. So you will go through long phases where you don't see anything, and you realize that you will only see when there is something that is attacking you or is basically endangering your balance, your wholeness. So the third eye really becomes an instrument of deletion, of again denying anything that is illusory or dualistic. Because at the end, if you are everything and you are everything, you don't have to see it, know it, look at it in order to decide if it's good or bad. We don't really see our organs. We just are being them. We are being all of existence. Hence, the third eye is really prior to the crown chakra. It is a stage we move through. It's a state of consciousness that must be experienced, evolved, and then we let it go in order to be the entire existence. And then the freedom is, again, like with everything, we re-enter the play of duality if we want to. We use our hands. And we see, we walk, and we see and use our hands in all the subtle senses, including the third eye. And all in the context of wisdom, in order to balance, like Shiva, the totality of all there is.